muze kulile zane kuchini chifu Botamo mbone buzu babwa sika
Chesu
ya mbona Noma dende amuze kulile zane kuchini chifu
Abigail Mwembe is an upcoming artist from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm 32 years old. I'm single. I'm a gospel artist.
How many songs have you recorded so far?
This one is my third album. The two albums that I did, they never saw the light of the day. This one is my third album and my first DVD.
Why didn't the first two albums see the light of day?
I think it was because of obvious reasons. There's so many things that happen when you're trying to penetrate into this music industry. I remember when I recorded my first album, it was in Ndebele. Then the studio that I was using then, they told me that the songs that you've recorded, we cannot market them because this language is not marketable.
Hey.
So I had to redo the same album, change everything to Shona. Even after doing that, the album was never marketed still. So it was just, you know, one of those things. Then I had to do another one after that one that flopped, and the story was still the same. Until I decided, okay, let me just do my own thing and not rely on these recording studios that will be keep telling you stories.
We have thousands of songs in Ndebele, and some of them have actually been very successful. But why would you believe that?
I think the system that was there then, you know, I think there was sometime in 2005, thereabout, which the recording company will be sponsoring like everything. All you have to do is to sign a 5-year contract and yeah, that's it. So because of that, you'll be like on a vulnerable side. You can't voice, you can't question because you want to be recorded by this big company. So I think that's what happens then. That you just believe everything they say. They'll tell you, look at so-and-so, look at so-and-so. It's either you play Sungura or you sing in Shona. So that, you know, that kind of a thing.
Now, this forthcoming album, what language do you use?
On this album, I've got, I think it's 4 languages. I've got mainly my mother language, Tonga. I've got Ndebele songs in the album. I've got Shona songs as well in the album. And like I said, it was then. Now things have changed. People accept good music. Then you'll be told your music, it's not going to sell. You'll be knowing that this music is good. But still they'll tell you that it's not going to sell because of their reasons. It's different now. People are accepting good music. As long as you work hard, produce something that is worth listening, whether it's in Shona or in Nambia or in Dombe, people will still appreciate.
We're crossing over to Harare. Yeah. My Harare is Muriko Eroko. Muriko Eroko.
Now, tell us a little more about your forthcoming album, the name, and some of the tracks in that album.
Okay, the name of my album is Basking in His Glory. It's got 13 tracks. There is You Are Alpha and Omega as the first song. Amuze Kulileza, second song. And there is Etwana song as well, Jeso Uyenda. There is Tataleza. There is Masim Tumisenu Jehovah. There is Jeswanyi Tanda. Yeah. The first session is a praise session, then a worship session.
Sounds interesting. Anyway, yeah. What's your parting word to your followers? How can they keep track of what's going on, and when should they expect your music to hit the streets?
Okay, for now, those who want to contact me, I'm there on Facebook, Abigail Mwembe, and my WhatsApp number is 263-777-613-781. So yeah, any questions or any suggestions, you are free to contact me.
Okay, thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. And now, as a parting shot, can you just give us a few lines of your upcoming hit, Tataleza?
Well, I'm going to sing. I just love the chorus. The Tataleza chorus. Chorus.
Yeah, go for it.
Tataleza silu shalo. Tataleza silu shalo.
Tataleza silu shalo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. What a lovely voice you have.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
The Lord God, our Father, the merciful one. So I want us to sing together.